I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Movie audiences have never seen anything quite like the intertwined beauty and savagery of 12 Years a Slave, so it's anyone's guess whether they'll extend the embrace that Steve McQueen's film deserves. This is a landmark event, though, and it seems certain to transcend the movie realm and become a new reference point in contemporary culture, a defining vision of what slavery looked like and felt like in the United States before the Civil War. It's a sun-scorched vision of hell that puts Hieronymus Bosch in the shade. At the same time, and this is the genius of the production and of John Ridley's script, it's a thrilling tale of survival. The movie is based on a celebrated 1853 memoir by Solomon Northup, a free black man living happily and prosperously with his wife and children in Saratoga, New York. Solomon, who's played by Chiwetel Ejiofor, is pulled into a nightmare world when he's abducted by bounty hunters in 1841, then shipped off to a plantation in Louisiana as a slave in shackles and chains. At first, the educated, sweet-spirited victim doesn't realize what's happening to him, but he's brought all too quickly to understand the ruthlessness of slave traders who treat the men, women, and children they sell as talking livestock, and the inhumanity of plantation owners who buy them. "There is no sin," says one owner, Edwin Epps, a lust-addled, scripture-quoting brute played by Michael Fassbender. A man does how he pleases with his property. Solomon's agonies, the lashings, the capricious beatings, are barely endurable for him and a test of our willingness to bear witness, even though it's hard to turn away from the astonishing range and impassioned conviction of Ejiofor's portrayal. In another of the film's brilliant performances, Lupita Nyong'o plays a slave named Patsy. She endures even more terrible punishment at the hands of Epps, whose tortured sexuality leads him to rape her ritually and to have her whipped until the flesh falls from her back. Epps is the most passionate and interesting of the movie's villains, and Fassbender is spectacular in the role. It's one more reminder that in drama, villainy is its own reward. Benedict Cumberbatch's Ford, a plantation owner who treats Solomon reasonably well but still sees him as a valuable piece of property. Brad Pitt's Bass is the antithesis of evil, a Canadian abolitionist who may be the least convincing character in the film because he shows up out of nowhere and delivers the script's only lapse into didacticism. That's easy to forgive on three counts, though. Pitt is fine in the role. As one of the producers, he was instrumental in getting 12 Years a Slave to the screen, and the abolitionist's message of equality is a worthy one. "Your story is amazing," Bass tells Solomon gravely, "and in no way good. The film is amazing and in every way good." I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.